I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, honeys. Ooh, get excited about this fun episode of Natch Butte with Melinda Lee Holm, who is the coolest woman you've ever known. Can I just say, at one point in this episode, she says that she's 40, and I watched both my producer and engineer's jaws go agape, because this woman looks like she's in high school. And then, when she kissed my cheek goodbye, I felt the softest skin I've ever felt against my face, and I said, wow, it's all working. So I say, listen to what she has to say. You're going to be very excited by it. These are some things that we haven't talked about yet on Natch Butte. Beauty and self-care covers all realms. And Melinda had so many cool things to share with us. And I'm so excited to share them with you now. I will say, we do get into makeup at the end, just for my makeup honeys who weren't interested in crystals and hearing about things like that. So we do get to makeup, so don't worry, there's something for everybody this episode, okay? So I want everybody to just breathe in, breathe out, relax, and enjoy this witchy episode of Natch Butte. Okay, I forgot one thing. Just so we all remember, it's my birthday month, right? So, I've asked you to do some iTunes reviews. Thank you for that. I asked you to follow me on Instagram at Jackie Michelle Johnson with one L. Thank you for that. What is left for me to ask of you, you think? Well, here's what. My birthday is very soon. It is coming up very soon if you're listening to this podcast. I would love if all the honeys out there had one vegan meal just for me as a birthday gift. Just, you know, to have one meal, a compassionate meal with you, your friends, by yourself, whatever. But just have one meal vegan and think of your girl Jackie J and Chooch and wish us a happy birthday. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to tweet me, nothing, okay? Just enjoy a beautiful plant-based meal for your girl Jackie J. Okay, now let's listen to Natch Butte.
You are a natural butte. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte.
Storm Medusa 4, like my name is El Nino. It's your host, Jackie Johnson, and this is Natch Butte. And oh boy, do we have a fun guest today. We have two, actually. One of them might not say anything. It's a very tiny Pomeranian. But there is also a woman joining me, sitting here, a human. And, oh my goodness, she has so many titles. Let me just read the intro I wrote for her, okay? She is a tarot reader, a crystal energy specialist, a metaphysical jeweler, and a metaphysical practitioner. She's also has the best mani, the best hair, the best tats. We have so much to talk about. Her name is Melinda Lee Holm. Welcome and thank you for being here.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you for that intro. Woo.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, you wear many hats. And all of them are very snatched.
And all of them have Mickey Mouse ears from Disneyland.
Oh yeah, excellent. Add that to the title too. You're a Disney lady?
I'm a Disneyland annual pass holder.
Okay, an AP?
Yes.
Yep. Correct. Do you have a sticker on your car?
I don't. I have it on my refrigerator because then I see it more and it makes me happy.
That counts. I got the sticker and then I thought, oh, should I put this on the car and like make it official? But I decided no.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole other thing when you start putting all your personal things on your car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm all about that look, but for me, I already have like one kooky lady vegan sticker on my car and I said, that's all I need.
Yeah.
I don't want to go full blown.
No.
Yeah.
People already know where I live because I have to have a parking permit. So that's.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's a whole other level. Well, we have lots to discuss. You got a good amount of questions from the listeners. And I don't know a lot about, you know, your work. So I thought it would be a fun conversation to have because here on Natch Butte, we talk about all kinds of things regarding beauty and self-care. And I think crystals and healing and tarot cards and this is some exciting things.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And it all fits together, you know. And I think that there's, you know, a lot of people think that, oh, if I'm going to be like a real spiritual person, then it's vain to care about beauty. And that's the patriarchy talking. That's not real.
Yeah.
Like this, everything that we do to adorn ourselves and anoint ourselves, like that's just celebrating ourselves and our individuality and our bodies. So
yes, yes, honey, yes. Did everybody hear that? Yes.
Rewind it and play it back as needed.
I'm going to. I'm going to put that on a shirt, damn it, and not credit you. I'm just kidding. So I guess we should just start with these questions. And as they unfold, maybe we could delve off because there's a lot to unpack in some of these questions.
Okay.
So this first question is from Rita. Normally I say where the person lives that asked the question, but Rita had all her shit on private, so I couldn't say where she's from.
Mysterious.
That's okay. Rita, I dig the mystery. Rita says, my question for Melinda is how important is it to cleanse crystals and what do you think is the best way to do it?
First answer, very important.
Yes.
Very important. And to greater and lesser extents, depending on the crystal and what you're using it for. If you're going through a lot of shit and you're walking around with black tourmaline in your pocket to like absorb and protect you from all of like this kind of negativity that you're encountering, that maybe you're producing within yourself, you need to clean that a lot.
Interesting.
And if you don't, it will... the stone will usually either break or you will lose it. It will leave you and go away.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And so, and if you Google cleansing crystals, you can come across a million different, very, very specific, very labor-intensive practices to clear crystals. And I'm all about whatever works for you, whatever is easiest, whatever is easily integrated into your life. You know, if you live near the ocean and you go to the beach a lot, yeah, like take them to the ocean, rinse them in the salt water. Like salt is great for clearing. Being in nature is great for clearing, so that's great. But if you don't, you know, just rinse them under the sink and lay them out under a full moon. If you don't have outdoor space, put them in the windowsill. You know, whatever is really easiest. And the very simplest, if you're out and about and you're wearing something, somebody touches it. You don't like them. Or you don't like that they touched
like
it.
Like you're at the pharmacy and a woman says, look at that necklace, and just puts her greasy fingers all over your tourmaline or whatnot. Yeah.
And you're like... no, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
If you just like go out into the parking lot, whatever, you're in private, take a moment, kind of gather your energy, gather your intention, and just blow on it once, and just with the intention of blowing that energy off and clearing it, that's good too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a personal journey,
yeah,
the cleansing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you burn sage, you selenite. There's a million different ways, but my number one thing is do what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do the thing, read a million different ways to do it and go with the one that really clicks for you of like, oh yeah, that makes sense to me intuitively and it seems easy to integrate into my life.
How do you cleanse yours?
I do... smudge with Palo Santo a lot. I'm burning Palo Santo all the time in my house.
What's that?
It translates literally to holy stick.
Oh.
And so it's this stick that's a specific kind of wood that when you burn it, it clears like negativity for, you know, to use a really broad term, you know,
right,
kind of energetic sludge, negativity, whatever.
Yes.
And then it brings in positivity on top of it. So when you burn sage, it's like very heavy-handed to clear out.
Right.
Sage is great, great, great for clearing. The Palo Santo kind of closes the circle.
Wow. Because like I had a friend who like was dating a loser and they broke up. And I was like, you gotta sage that pussy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I was like, sage that whole puss. Should
Absolutely.
She have gotten the melt? What is it? Mendesanto?
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo. That sounds like a sexy man, doesn't it? Like a
really does.
Like a Latin star.
Oh, excuse me. Palo Santo is texting me.
Exactly. I met him on Tinder.
Yeah.
And where would you get this? Where would you get the Palo Santo?
You can get it if you are in Los Angeles. My favorite place is Spellbound Sky. They're my sisters over there. And
is that on Ventura?
It's on
Santa
Monica. It's in Silver Lake.
Yep.
But
what's the one? Oh, the metaphysical bookstore on Ventura and Sherman Oaks.
No.
No, it's fine. If you don't know what it is, it's probably shit.
No, it just means that my world is small.
Yeah. Hey, I'm an East Sider, too.
There you go. Spellbound Sky. But you can get, you can order it in bulk on Amazon. Like,
yeah.
You really can get it. Just like Palo Santo is.
So that's very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so Rita had a two-parter. Also, sometimes I'm disappointed when I buy a crystal and find out it's man-made as opposed to natural. Do you think it makes a difference?
Yes and no. Rita, I wish that you would have given us a specific example. The most common ones that people think are natural but are man-made are actually a hybrid, right? So citrine is the big one, where there's natural citrine and then there's heat-treated citrine, which started its life as amethyst and then is heated and it turns orange and has, you know, similar but slightly different properties than the natural citrine. And then there are, and I have both and use both.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. And then there are the aura quartzes. Have you seen these?
No, I'm really a layman in the crystal world.
Oh my gosh.
And so many of my friends are crystal, I call them crystal ladies.
Yeah.
And they charge them in the full moon on their altar by their bed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I just want to get it. I want to learn, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of crystal people listening. There's probably a lot of people who don't know anything about it, like me, who are like, color me intrigued. So I'm all about learning.
So there are all these crystals that are aura crystals that are like, they look like unicorn, like something that came from unicorns. They're like iridescent and like rainbow colors, and it's just like super, super beautiful. And they are man-made, but they're quartz underneath. Like, it's a real quartz crystal that the earth made underneath. And then, you know, they're coated with vaporized titanium or gold or combinations of different metals to give them this really amazing luster. And that I'm not mad at either.
Yeah.
I love them. And also, you know, like, gold has metaphysical properties. So if you vaporize it and slap it on some quartz and heat it up and it looks beautiful, like, great.
Why not?
Yeah. Yep.
So
Rita, do not be disappointed. Just accept them for what they are.
What's the difference between a gemstone and a crystal? Is there a difference? I mean, my wedding ring is an amethyst.
Yes.
And so I'm like, I guess I'm kind of a crystal lady. I mean, I'm kind of cool.
Yes.
You know, I'm down with those gemstones, but I didn't pick it out, but I'm happy I got it, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
I did an amethyst engagement ring for a friend recently. It's a great stone for an engagement ring. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you do jewelry.
Yeah.
Your jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain exactly. So you do it. You can do a tarot reading. I have the official term here. A prescription adornments.
Yes.
And intention infused fine jewelry design.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. That sounds so cool.
It is so cool. It's my very favorite thing to do.
It's
I love it. And so what happens is you come over.
Yeah.
Or we get on a Skype call or whatever. We live in the future. It's pretty cool. And do a tarot reading. And then and the way that I do tarot readings is very open and it's collaborative, and it's us coming up with practical solutions for what's going on, kind of digging up the energetics and then talking about how to deal with it in practical terms. And then I say, okay, well, do you like silver or gold? Are there any colors that you're averse to? You know, any stones that you're attracted to or not? And then I put together a piece of jewelry that is specifically made for you based on that reading. So if something comes up in the reading where it's like, oh, there's sort of a block to pursuing passion and, you know, being kind of stuck in a rut that way, then I'm going to throw some ruby in there. Probably some pyrite too for confidence.
I can just wear a crystal and be confident?
Give me
that crystal, baby. Hook me up.
I will.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any crystals on your person right now?
Of course I do.
Oh my gosh. Do you have them in your bra? My friend wears them in her bra.
I don't today. I usually wear them in my bra a lot, and then I've cracked a lot of them because then I get home at the end of the day and I forget.
Yeah, you
and
flop
I take
that
my
bra off and like, they hit the ground. Yeah.
That all comes raining down. But yeah, I've got a prescription adornment on that I made for myself, and ooh, gosh, I might forget. I know there's green tourmaline on here. There's ruby. There's white sapphire. Blue Appetite. I think there's black tourmaline.
Blue Appetite sounds yummy.
Blue Appetite is yummy. It's a very, very powerful and kind of specific third eye opening with the intention of like opening psychic abilities. Yeah.
Wow. Do you think one zodiac sign is more psychic than another? Like clairvoyant? My friend's a Pisces and she says all Pisces are clairvoyant. I don't know if that's true, but I'm kind of into it.
I'm pretty into it. I mean, I do think that there are definite commonalities among the signs, but it's not like only Pisces are clairvoyant, right? Because somebody else might have a lot of stuff in Pisces. But I think that what makes Pisces clairvoyant is that Pisces are so, so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the colloquial way of like, oh, you're too sensitive, toughen up.
Right.
But, you know, just like really sensitive to what's going on with other people, with the environment. And so they're picking up on stuff constantly.
I feel like that's true for me. I'm a Scorpio, but I really feel... That's right. My birthday's coming up, honey.
Yes.
And huge, too.
Oh, and you're my water sister. I'm a Cancer. I
yes.
love Scorpio
Both my
women.
Parents are Cancers.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chooch is November 20th, and I'm November 21st. So I'm right on the cusp.
Get out. You're November 21st.
Yeah. Is that your birthday?
No. Oh. My birthday is July 10th, but it is...
My mom's is a
It
7th.
Is the birthday... My... like one of my best friends from when I was a kid, Sarah Phelps. Hi, Sarah. November 21st.
No way!
And one of my very best friends from high school, Jeremy Allen, and his twin brother, November 21st.
Wow! My dad's an identical twin.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh?
It is.
He's
it's
a
so
Cancer
cool.
on the Gemini cusp, and he's an identical twin. Talk about dual personalities galore, baby! Anyway, that's very exciting. I don't meet many people with my birthday.
No.
So that's exciting.
No, and that's and it's exactly. And I don't know. I guess like a lot of people are born on the same day. There's only 365 of them.
Right.
But November 21st, I'm always just like, oh, I love you forever.
That's so cool. Like, that's so neat. I love that.
Yep.
Yeah, my mom is July 7th, which is Ringo Starr's birthday.
Aww.
So what a fun day, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all about shout out to those Cancers. Shout
Woo!
Out to those water sign honeys. You're a Cancer, Rebecca? Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all about that life. Anyway, this isn't a Zodiac podcast. Let me continue. Okay, so here's one from Rosa from St. Louis. What tarot card do you feel personally drawn to? For example, I feel most drawn to the Empress card. Is there one that speaks to you the most? Interesting, because you're like a tarot expert at this point, right?
Yes.
You have a degree. Oh, you have a you're a Reiki master. I'm telling you, yeah. I'm in awe.
You dug it up.
When you hit the room, I feel your energy. I know it sounds silly, but you have a gorgeous energy.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to just find out just the tip of the little tourmaline crystal in this room right now.
Oh my God. I'm going to try to keep my answer. I could like talk for a whole hour just about what tarot card I'm attracted to. Okay, so I'm going to go with two, and it's the Hierophant, the Moon, and the Ace of Swords. And
Ooh.
So, what is our questionnaire's name?
It is Rosa from St. Louis.
Rosa from St. Louis.
Yes.
Okay, so Rosa, so those are my three favorite cards. And in a nutshell, if I can possibly do it, so the Hierophant is the divine teacher of the tarot, and is all about, like, downloading, channeling divine wisdom, ancient wisdom, and using it for the benefit of people, right? Like very much this kind of the symbol, like my personal sigil for my work is the Hierophant staff with the alchemical symbol for fire. So being able to take action based on that wisdom.
Very cool.
The Moon is all about like going between worlds, going beyond the veil, trusting your intuition, like not being afraid of the dark.
Oh, I love all of this.
Right, like the full richness of what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Ace of Swords is one that I came to more recently. Swords are the element of air. They have to do with air, which is all like intellect, mental faculties, da-da-da-da, and communication. And it's a suit that I was just like, yeah, swords, great. Okay, we need swords. Sure,
yeah.
No problem.
I watched Game of Thrones. I'm all about those swords.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, sure, come on. And then I just recently realized that I am totally, totally an Ace of Swords person, and that I've been weirdly oblivious to it for many, many years. And so that the aces are the primal pure energy. Like, what is the gift of that element? And, you know, the gift of air is intellect, is thought, reason, being able to reason through things within yourself, in communication with yourself, and in communication with other people.
Ace of Swords was Ace of Base's spinoff band.
Yes.
After they, you know, saw the sign, I guess you could say.
Fronted by Joan of Arc.
Yeah. I mean, very cool. Oh, and this was a two-parter. Rosa also said, same question to crystals. So what crystal do you feel personally drawn to? I have a feeling you're going to say all of them because I read a lot of articles about you and a lot of people ask that question like, so what's a good starter crystal? And you're like, any of them that you feel drawn to, not to answer your own question.
Yeah,
but.
Well, but that's really true because the thing is, what my favorite crystal is doesn't tell you anything about what's good for you.
Right.
So that's always people are like, oh, but what should I start with? What's best? It's like you should start with going in to the closest crystal shop and walking through without any idea of what you're looking for and seeing what you're just like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And again, like we were talking about at the top, like, it's okay if you're choosing it because it looks the prettiest.
Right.
Like, that's just your mind's filter of how to talk to you about why you're attracted to something. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
My personal favorite that I go back to all the time is quartz crystal. I love quartz crystal. It's gorgeous. It's so multifaceted. It's in, I have a couple of specific pieces. Last night I slept with this really, really beautiful twin quartz crystal point that I got in Brazil at this giant crystal shop in Rio. That was amazing. And it's the crystal that I go to when I need to feel cared for. I'd had some nightmares the night before, so I tossed some green calcite and black tourmaline under my pillow and slept with my twin quartz crystal.
Sort of like a teddy bear, like clutching your teddy bear at night. Okay. Man, I want to go to Rio.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Did you go for Carnival or did you go on the off season?
It was not Carnival. I went with Chris. Chris was on tour with McCartney, and so they were playing in Rio.
That's your husband?
My husband, yes.
There's people listening, Chris, that don't know who that is.
All right, sorry.
That's so cool.
My husband, Chris Holmes.
Yes, Melinda Lee Holmes. That's so neat. I've always wanted to go. Carnival might be a little too much for me, but it's a lot cheaper to go in the off season, not during Carnival. I really want to see the Christ the Redeemer statue. My dad, do you remember when like Google Earth first started? I remember I was in my dorm room and my friends and I were like, oh, go to the Great Wall of China. Like we were trying to find stuff. And I was like, let's look at Christ the Redeemer. And we found it and like zoomed in. It was so cool.
Oh, it's so cool. I mean, you can go anywhere. You can't miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like if you just get to Rio, that's
so
all you
neat.
Need.
What a cool like place to get your crystal from, too. I mean, what a like healing town. Just
it's
a chill vibe, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, people wear thongs on the beach. I mean, it's a free place.
It really is.
That's so cool. Oh, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. Okay. This is a question. Okay, hold on. While we're on the subject of your tattoos,
okay.
I feel like I haven't had a tattooed honey in here yet. And
what?
You are definitely tattooed. I don't know how much of you is tattooed, but there's a lot of people listening that are tatted up. And I thought it'd be fun if we just...
Oh, here.
So just like torso, arms.
Yeah.
No leg?
No leg. There's nothing...
Back?
My back.
Yeah.
No. I have a brand on my back.
Ooh.
Because I was teenage in the 90s. But yeah.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
as I've grown up, like, now I'm really proud of myself for it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That my mom has horses, and I remember watching them get branded was, like, very traumatic for me.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, and I was like, Mommy, you're hurting Casper.
No, it was fucked up. I mean, it was definitely I put myself through a very, very intense coming of age ritual that I needed when I was 16, and it worked.
Wow. So. I mean, I kind of want to hear more about that, unless it's crazy. Was this like a friend with a poker, or was this like a real?
No,
like...
No. I grew up in Minneapolis, and there was a chicken town that had gotten trained and whatever. It was like in a sterile
Excellent.
Environment and
for
everything.
Some reason,
like,
when you
very...
say teenage, I'm just like, it's like a bunch of kids digging around. Like, oh, I'm gonna go get my dad's wire hanger out. You know what I mean? I mean, we do dumb shit.
She was definitely teenage as well, but she was a highly trained teenager.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got the eight. It's an 8-pointed star that I got because it's the like earliest goddess symbol, right? This
very
like
cool.
very very ancient symbol that I got on like in the small of my back to kind of push me forward so that I would be dedicating my entire life in the service of the divine feminine.
Very cool.
When I was 16, which now I'm just like, really?
You know what's
like,
crazy?
Whoa.
Is that I have a star on my lower back, but it's like a 5-point star, like the early 2000s,
yeah.
like pump star. And I've been getting it
the
removed for two
star.
Years. So we're the same.
We're the same. It's the same.
So what was your first tattoo?
A jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
oh,
the
pretty.
Top jellyfish on my arm.
Pretty.
She's still
are
there.
You still collecting, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering about your bees. You have a piece on your chest of two bees.
Yes.
And I noticed it because I say honey a lot. Like, it's like kind of my catchphrase. And so I was like, she has like little feminine, like female bees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got those to Darcy Nutt when... Well, but she doesn't live in Seattle anymore either. We were both living in Seattle at the time. And I said, I want bees, but I want them to be girls. Mm-hmm. And I want them to look like creepy Mark Ryden children. And she flipped out and sent me an interview in a magazine that she had just done where the last question they asked her was, what do you want to do more of? And she said, insects and Mark Ryden children.
Oh, my gosh. This is perfect.
And I was like, oh. Yeah.
And yeah, they're cool. Yes, those are so cool.
Bees. And one's a blonde and one's a brunette. One has green eyes, one has blue eyes. And then there's a little piece of candy that's from Felix Gonzalez Torres stack piece. Look it up.
Man, I'm telling you, you're like a walking museum. I really want...
Yes.
So I'm getting mine removed, but it's so funny because I was just like, oh... I always tell people, like, when you're young, don't get tattoos. You're going to regret them. And then I, like, regretted mine. But now I, like, want more.
Oh,
I feel like with age, you make better decisions, more wise choices of, like, things that you would like to see for the rest of your life, maybe.
So yeah.
I'm ready.
Maybe. I've gotten more flip. I mean, I guess because I have so many now, too, that I'm like, if I get one that kind of sucks, like, well, it's balanced out. Okay.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
It's fine. But, the Natural History Museum is doing a big tattoo show, and they're going to be tattooing people in the museum.
Oh, when is that?
It opens in the middle of November.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and my tattoo artist that I go to here in L.A., Louis Perez at Shamrock, he is one of the artists that's going to be tattooing the museum.
Oh my gosh. I'm like obsessed with tattoos. I follow all the tattoo Instagrams and Tumblrs and whatnot. I'm just like, I'm like pretty bare. But I want a couple. So the one
do
I really
it,
want.
Do
I know,
it.
I'm going to. The one I really want is a traditional style tea kettle. And I want a female artist to do it. And I want it to be really colorful.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I really want a chooch tattoo.
Oh.
But I'm trying to decide if I want like kind of a Mahoney-esque portrait.
Right.
Or do I want a colorful kind of fun like your bees? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm trying to decide on that vibe, what I want.
Yeah, because those are very, very different
yes.
vibes.
Because there's this photo from One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a photo of a little girl like brushing a little creature. And my sister was reading it to her newborn baby and said, oh my God, it looks like Chooch. And I was like, well, I kind of want that now. Like version of Chooch.
But as Chooch,
Yeah. So I'm trying to decide.
He'll get there.
Yeah, we'll talk. Obviously, you know the best places to go. We'll talk when I hit that point. I want the teacup pretty quick. I'm like ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. This is from Brianna from Ohio.
Okay, here.
I've used some quote-unquote crystal-infused makeup. What do you think about that? Does that help with energy flow? Do you have any thoughts on infusing beauty items with crystals?
I really only have positive thoughts about it. I think, you know, the only way that I could think about it in a negative way is if, you know, if you are paying 10 times as much for something because it's crystal infused, right, that's some bullshit. But if it's, you know, if it's like the same price as something that's not crystal infused, the very worst that can happen is you're just getting the same product.
Yeah.
So why not? But yeah, and I infuse stuff all the time. Like I'm a big believer, and I take baths with big chunks of rose quartz to like get the love energy flowing in the bath and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, I say, yeah, go for it. Yeah. And if you want an extra hot tip on crystals and cosmetics, get a scholasite palm stone or some piece of polished scholasite and use the scholasite to rub your cream into
now
your
this
face.
This sounds exciting to me.
Right? Because scholasite is very, very calming. It's a great stone for meditation, for dream work. And so it's meant to calm the skin when you put the cream on, and it feels great. And you know, like crystals, it stays cool, so it's this nice, smooth, cool.
You know how I see like the jade rollers,
yeah,
sort of like that.
Yes,
yeah, that sounds really exciting to me. Because also, if you dip your fingers in the cream, then your fingers get the cream, and it's like the money is going on your fingers.
Right.
Dip that crystal and use that, baby.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
It's not soaking it up. You're getting it all on the face.
I found a few articles on some other uses of crystal that I thought I would bring up to you. I don't know how you feel about marijuana, but there are rose quartz pipes. There's like people will smoke their weed out of crystals. I don't know if you knew about this.
I didn't know about that. But okay, you're showing me this image and it looks like there's an aluminum screen in the crystal, which I'm kind of like,
yeah,
well,
I guess you had to hollow it out to get that bud in there, you know?
Right.
I didn't know if you had any thoughts on this, because I was like, I mean, listen, I'll smoke some crystals, you know?
Right?
I'll party.
I mean, my thoughts are, don't heat aluminum and inhale that into your lungs.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
But, like, why can't they, for sure, somebody can make a crystal pipe that doesn't need a screen.
There's
right,
a ton
there's
of them.
Glass
I just
pipes
Googled
that don't
it.
Need screens.
Yeah, I just Googled it. There's a ton
allegedly
of them available. There's lots of different sellers. There's lots of different, you know, materials.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see on here. I can't find anything that says like what it's made out of. But they've got all kinds of crazy shit on here. Dragon blood stone wand. Okay. Anyway, so that's. Then I wanted to show you this. I don't know. Listen, I've heard people are using crystals for all kinds of things.
I feel like I know what's coming.
I mean, listen, have you ever seen a crystal dildo before?
I was going to say, are you on the shock rubs?
Yes. I was trying to research this interview, and I said, okay, so yeah, they're called shock rubs.
Shock rubs.
Very cute name.
Yes.
And they are crystal dildos. Healing crystals. Listen, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm all for it. If I carry them around in my bra, then, like, I don't know. If they're having them on your body works, why not in your body?
Right?
Why not?
I mean, listen, I'm just telling everybody that's listening, there's a lot of uses.
There's a lot.
People are finding uses for all kinds of stuff, and I'm all about it.
And also, look, in a very practical sense, something that has grown in the earth and been around for tens of thousands, millions of years sometimes, you know, depending on the stone, like that's sustainable culture right there. That shock rub is going to last a hell of a lot longer than something
that's
like
silicone dildy from Fredericks of Hollywood.
Right. Right. So if you want to, you know,
get your money's worth
and like it's an environmental choice, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
yeah.
Keep it out of the landfill. Keep it in your nightstand and out of the landfill.
Yeah, listen, I hear that. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see. We've talked about, can we talk about DIY moon rituals?
Yes, ma'am.
So I believe one just passed, right?
Correct.
Because I was looking on your Insta. So are there any coming up in the fall, in November or December, perhaps?
There are always some coming up. We get, once a month, we get a new moon. Once a month, we get a full moon, roughly, right?
Yes.
Like, sometimes there's a couple that fall, blah, blah, blah. So... yeah, every two weeks, I post a ritual for every full moon and every new moon. And they're very simple. Well, I guess I think they're very simple, but it's me. Did you read it?
I mean, I can't recall anything specific off the top of my head.
Did it seem simple or did it seem...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So anyone can do one?
Anyone can do one, yeah. The ones that I do are all... you know, they're on a theme.
Right.
There's going to be a 7-day candle. There's going to be a tarot card. There's going to be a crystal. And there's going to be an oil and some sort of something else to dress the candle. And I always say that the oil and the like herb or whatever other thing are optional so that people don't get overwhelmed and be like, oh, I got to gather all this stuff.
Right.
Because really, it's just, I just want to be of service in that way and put something out into the world where you can, like, get on board.
Yep.
The moon's, like, space is out there. The moon's out there. It's doing its thing. The earth is doing its thing. We're animals. We live on the earth. Like, get in touch. Here's a little way that you can get in touch. And I'm always writing them based on, you know, very personally, like, what I'm going through and what the astrology of the moon is, which I feel very affected by. Yeah, I love it.
Don't you? When there's certain times where like everything just feels like crazy, you know, everyone's always like Mercury in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's like a blanket term that people use now, and just like everything's crazy.
Yeah,
I have a lot of friends that drop that term all the time, and I'm like, I feel like you've been saying that all year. I don't know if Mercury's been in retrograde this whole time. I don't even know what that really is.
Right. Well, it does happen. You know, a few times a year, Mercury goes, and what it is. Because of the overlap of the orbits of the planets around the sun, Mercury will appear to go backwards in the sky from our position on Earth. And when that Mercury rules communication, and so there can be a lot of like disruptions in communication.
Yep, yep.
But I think that if everyone who's blaming Mercury retrograde all the time, and it's a lot of people, as you just say, it's like...
I feel like in LA, it's very common.
Right.
I'm late. Sorry I'm late for the meeting. Mercury retrograde. Like, sorry,
right.
I'm, you know...
Which I'm just like, okay, so if you're that familiar with what Mercury retrograde is, go ahead and be aware of Mercury retrograde and give yourself an extra 20 minutes to get to that meeting.
Yep.
Make sure that you have a phone charger with you. You know that it's coming up. You know what it does. Just give yourself extra time, be extra clear, reach out. If somebody hasn't responded to you on that email, send them a text and say, hey, I just want to make sure you got that email following up. Like, just take it that
Cover
step
Cover your
further.
Bases.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great tip for all you people that drop that term all the time. Oh, it's so funny. So let's talk about your hair.
Okay.
So it is a beautiful... like, oh, what would dusty rose? I don't know how I would describe this color.
I don't know.
But I feel like I've seen your Instagrams and it's you experiment with the colors. And I just want to, who does your color? Do you do it yourself?
So I was doing it myself. I was blonde for a long time. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll like go pink. I had done some other kind of cupcake colors like blue and stuff before. And then I dumped a bunch of pink on my head and I was like, okay, yeah, I actually really, really do want to have it pink. And so, but I want it to stay a lot longer. So then I started going to this guy, Brian at Lucas and Echo Park. He does my color and he does this. See, I have like this soft root line, and that's I didn't want to have the hard root line anymore.
Yeah.
So he
blended it.
He blended it, and he's like a color correction specialist. So he did a bunch of stuff to get it to where it is now. And now I'm at this place where I can just go every couple months and get that root line blended back up in this soft way, and then get the color on. And he mixed a few different colors. Now, if you are at home listening, and you don't know who Brian is or what Lucas Salon is, and you don't care to know, and you don't live in LA, you probably live near a Sally Beauty Supply.
Yeah.
And you can get yourself to Sally Beauty Supply. The color doesn't, it doesn't get bright unless you bleach your hair, and I can't in good conscience suggest doing that at home. Like,
yeah,
get the bleach done by somebody that knows what they're doing. But Sally Beauty Supply sells a line of hair color by Ion that mm-hmm. is a... that's like a Brights line, and it is very long lasting. Now, is it natural? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I very seriously doubt it. Like, if you want vegetable dye, you go with Manic Panic.
Yeah.
It washes out very, very quickly.
Or Arctic Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But if you, but if you're looking for something, I don't know. I don't, you know, I don't know your life. Maybe
yes.
you want it to stay longer, and that's fine with you. And that's where I am as well.
I've seen, so. I've seen those colors, and they are very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have like full line, and you just, you don't mix them with anything. You just paint them on. So you can totally like go and spend, you know, $6 a shade and just go to town.
Very cool. I 100% agree with you about the lightening your hair yourself, because I am a DIY colorer and I have been for a very long time. And the biggest nightmares I have had is when I was like, I'm going to go platinum by myself. You know,
yeah.
That's a slippery slope. Yeah. Especially
really
if you have
is.
Darker hair. I have dark brown hair naturally.
Yes.
And hooey, have I had some bad banana yellow accidents. I've had some crazy. So, yeah, get that hair lightened up and then throw on that Sally's, baby. Go
yeah.
to Sally's and check out those colors.
Yeah. And if you're nervous, just get the Manic Panic. It washes out really
right.
quickly.
Like, and just see if you like it.
Yeah.
That's a great tip. Let's talk about nail swag.
Okay.
So I think the one thing, like, on surface level,
yeah.
when just you and I have chatted at the dog groomer, shout out Jess Rona! Jess Rona, I was texting with her earlier today, and she was talking to me about Nash Butte, and I was like, you've become the person I shout out almost every episode, so shout out Jess Rona. She's going to be on soon. Don't worry, everybody.
Yes!
And I was like, oh my God, look at her mani. Like, I feel like that's just on a surface level. It's just like the nails are always looking cute. And then I find out that you go to Nail Swag.
Yes.
Which is a nail place downtown in LA.
Yes.
She did my wedding nails.
Yeah.
So just let's talk a little bit about manis. And like, it's a big part of your self-care, I would say, since they're always looking good.
It is a big part. And I'm not afraid to say it. My nails look good 100%
yes.
of the time.
Yes.
It's important.
It's your thing.
it's my thing.
Yeah.
It's important. And I go, so, and here's how I started going. I was going and getting like a gel mani down the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a week and a half, it would be decimated.
Yep.
And then I was going every 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, I'll go to Nail Swag. It's a little bit more expensive. But you know what? I go to Nail Swag once a month. And
yeah.
my nails look perfect.
It is insane how long it lasts.
Insane.
Yeah.
And I... in preparation for coming here and speaking with you, I got some information.
Oh, baby!
Nail Swag about the product.
Yes.
So, I don't have my phone on me, but I think that I remember it all. So the reason that it lasts so long is that they're using this Japanese gel product that it's a different product. It's like, it's a resin.
Yes.
That hardens. And you put your hand, it's not, you know, in the little like easy bake
yep.
oven for gel nails.
Mm-hmm.
So theirs is not a UV light, because people always freak out too, like, oh, but doesn't it damage your skin?
Yeah. They put little gloves on you in some places.
Right.
Yeah.
Not at Nail Swag. They don't need to. It's an LED light.
Wow.
The LED light hardens the resin.
Wow.
And the nail polish, you will love this. So, you know, there's like 5-free, 7-free
yep.
nail polish, right?
There's like a 10-free now or something.
This stuff?
Yeah.
All of it. 10 to 12.
Shut
free.
Up!
10 to 12, depending
on the color. I didn't know that! Because
yes.
I'm always like, I don't want to get those gels. It's poison.
Nope. It's safe for pregnant women.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta call Nail Swag, baby.
Yeah, there's when I was texting with like Paisley. She's one of the owners with Natalie, and she was like, "No, it is safe for pregnant women." That's
wow.
how non-toxic.
So we'll be
it is.
Looking good.
Yes.
If we decide to be mothers,
yep.
then we'll pop out a baby, and our nails look great.
I'm just gonna keep mothering Chevy.
Yes.
Same and
and the cats,
because
you have
cats.
A whole menagerie of cats
oh,
at your house.
But yes, we do.
Yes,
four cats.
I want a cat.
Yeah.
I want one. I want to get a kitten.
Get a kitten.
I know. I'm just having like, you know, I'm 32. I'm like Do I have a kid? Do I get a cat? You know, I'm in that boat. I'm like, what do I want?
Look, here's the, I mean, if we can just really get real for a minute on an attribute. Like, I thought that I was on the fence for a while about kids because, and I was a creepy little kid when people would say, wait till you have kids. I would just very matter-of-factly say, oh, I'm not going to have children.
I feel like same with me.
Yeah. And then, but I really, really like kids. So when I got to be like, you know, my early, mid-30s, people, you know, there was a lot of pressure and people saying like,
you get married and everybody expects the kids.
Like, do it, do it, do it. But you love kids, but you'd be a great mom. And so I realized at one point that I was like trying to talk myself into it.
Yeah.
And I don't want kids.
Yeah.
I don't want kids of my own. I have a lot of nieces and nephews. I'm very, very close to them. I mentor kids through Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's amazing. Like, I have a lot for kids, but... And now, like, I'm 40. I turned 40 this year. People still will never say never.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think that's what's so great about you make the choice.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful time.
Yeah.
You decide if you want it, if you don't.
Yeah.
Don't feel the pressures.
And if you don't, there's a lot of kids to a lot of kids in the world need hanging out with.
Yes.
Hang out with some kid that needs somebody to hang out with, if, you know.
I love that. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. I love my nieces and nephews, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, I just like to do what I want. You know, I just like to do what I want.
I do know.
I like to sleep. I like to get sleep.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, get high and watch YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. These are things you can't do when there's a baby crying for your teat.
Yeah. That's the thing. I never got to the point. And I love babies and other people's babies. I'm like, hand it over. I know my way around a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to hold that baby. And then I want to give the baby back.
Yeah.
And I want to go home.
Yeah.
And I want to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show again.
Yeah.
Same. That's it.
I love that movie. Tim Curry in that movie. I don't know if there's ever been a more perfect specimen of a human. He's just, his body is everything. And also, I'm sure this is true for you. If you watch it on Blu-ray now, on like a really good TV, the makeup in that movie is so bad. In the best way. Like, you can see his stubble through the like clots of white makeup. And I'm just like, yes, I love this.
I was Frank for Halloween a couple of years ago for the 40th anniversary. It was one of the best days of my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend, Dean, did my makeup, and he put stubble
on.
Did the whole thing and like contoured so that I would have he's a makeup artist for real. So it was like, it was so on point.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I will have to send you pictures. It was incredible.
I want to do, like, I feel like the obvious ones are like, you know, Columbia, Magenta, River. I want to do the end scene after they've gotten out of the pool and they're all wet.
Yes.
I want all my friends to do that with me.
Ugh.
Like, everyone's all wet with the corsets and like the wet boas and the makeup smeared from them all having that weird orgy in the pool. I want that. Us to all walk into the, you know, the Adam Levine party like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sold.
But we'll see. I mean, that's like a big group commitment. But I want that scene to be captured in a costume.
Yes, I guess it, I mean, it really says more about me than other people. I don't understand why that would be difficult to commit to.
Yeah, I don't think it would either. I mean, basically, you need some hair gel to wet your hair. You would just smear the makeup, and it's like black lingerie, basically.
Yeah.
Rose tint my world, baby.
Right.
Now we're in a Rocky Horror.
You'll be wearing more clothes than half the people at that party anyway.
Oh, most definitely. it's so fun that you said that because that's like one of my favorite movies ever. I watched it when I was 8 for the first time.
Oh,
and my dad, this is going off. So basically I've had the same voice since I was a baby, like this adult kind of dark, deep voice. And my mom and dad were having some problems, you know, and I didn't know my dad was home. I think my mom might have warned me and said, like, don't sing this around your dad, but maybe not. I don't remember. You know, when you tell a child to lie to your parents, it's already setting like a bad. So my dad was doing dishes and I started going, I'm just a sweet transvestite, like this little child. And my father I'll never forget the slow motion drop of the plate. It was like the record skips on the planet. Like, I'll never forget the plate drop.
Oh,
and he
God.
Came over and he goes, "Where did you hear that?" And I knew instantly that I got mom in trouble and I felt so bad.
Oh.
But I was like, "Oh, I found this tape." Like, I found a tape.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Where's the tape?" And I go, "It's in the boombox." He opens the boombox and he smashes the tape. I know.
Ugh.
Like, I send my dad love. I understand. Yeah. Like, he was upset. Some kind of loss of innocence. But I didn't get it. I just thought it was a great song.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry in that movie, that's one of the best performances I've ever seen. And I'm a comedian now. I feel like that movie really influenced me in every way. It's mm-hmm. It's just pure goodness.
Yeah.
So anyway, I caused my parents' divorce is basically what I'm saying. One song at a time, I caused the divorce. It's fine. It happens.
It does. It does. My inappropriate song that was my favorite as a kid was Cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Down to the ground, cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
So, we, you know.
Yes.
We've all caused divorce.
So. Yeah, we've all caused divorces. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk products. I see you have a whole... You brought some fun goodies for me over there.
I did. I brought so many products. So...
Let's just start... Oh, I see a couple things I have. You have the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Duo.
I do.
I see that.
I do. It is on my face right now. Basically, I put my picture face on.
Uh-huh.
And then brought everything that's on my face and then brought other stuff.
I love that. I came with nothing on but sunscreen. But, you know, I take days off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your skin, I've been following along on how great your skin has been on the
pod. Oh, thanks. I've been doing some new things. I've been trying to get this under eye area clear.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've been doing a little retin-A under my eyes. And it's been... The Dr. Sadat warned me. He said, only do it 2 days a week. So I've only been doing it 2 days a week. And sometimes it's flaky. Like, if I put makeup on over it, I'm like, I look crazy.
Right.
But in between those days, they're going away. My little bumps are going away.
That's amazing.
Yesterday, I walked into my best friend's house and she goes, "Your under eye area looks great." I'm like, "Thank you.
Oh.
I'm not even filtering pics anymore, baby." Welcome to 2017.
Right.
So that's really my only thing is just texture. We all have texture. That's the thing. We think people don't have texture because we see people at Facetune and we see people lit on movies and to look perfect, you know. But people have texture. We're human beings.
Exactly. That's the thing. And it's not just photo. I worked in photography for many years and people would say, you know, like, like rallying against Photoshop. Like, stop Photoshop. And, you know, it's like, okay, but... Even if you get rid of Photoshop, and there's extreme stuff, and I get it. Like, extreme Photoshopping, like, it's not fucking cool.
It's insane what they can do to people.
It's insane.
Horrifying. They, like, give people different teeth and shit. Yeah.
Right. But there's also, like, professional lighting.
Yes.
and all this stuff. Like, just how people look in photographs, it's a photograph. I don't know. My whole thing with that is just, we just need to educate people about how photographs are made so they don't think, oh, that's how I'm supposed to look when I get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
So that's my thing with it.
Yeah. Listen, we all have texture.
We all have some weird shit. Like, I have some under eye concealer on right now, and so you can't tell, but I have dark.
Oh, I know what that is. That's Yves Saint Laurent.
It is.
Yves Saint Laurent.
The touche éclat.
I can't. My mouth doesn't work like that.
Let's just say YSL.
Yeah.
That's the
I just I feel like I've butchered French on many episodes of this podcast, and there are people in France listening. Every time I talk about Paris and how I got food poisoning in Paris, I get 20 DMs. They're like, I live in Paris. Come next time you're here, I will take you out to eat. So listen, out Paris, shout out France.
Girl,
okay,
let's go.
Oh, I know. I've got honeys all over the world now. Let's go anywhere. Anybody in Rio?
Right?
Hit me up, baby. I will come get a ticket.
Ooh.
And visit you.
Ooh, you know where else? Have you been to Tokyo?
No, I want to so bad.
I'm telling you, it's not sitting here, but in my bed. The drugstore cosmetics.
Oh gosh,
in
I
Tokyo,
can't imagine.
That I can't. That's all I can say.
I can't. If I go over there, I'm going to have to bring a whole other bag.
Yeah.
Just for sheet masks.
Yeah.
I'm going to just like hoard sheet masks and smuggle them into America. I'm going to fill out customs paperwork for sheet masks. I'm excited.
Little pots of color that it's like, it's for your lips and your eyes and your cheeks and everything.
I cannot wait. Amazing. And I hear you can get eyelash extensions over there for like $1.
What?
I mean, whatever, like $8 or something. And they're like 200 in LA. So I'm like, okay. And they're done by the best people.
Right.
Just like the nails.
Right.
The Japanese nail gel.
The Japanese.
What do you have on your nails right now?
Okay. So right now I went in. They do. I don't know. If you follow them on Instagram or what, but
yeah,
they do this artist choice specials.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I went in, so it's so cheap. Right.
Yeah.
And just like the flat rate, I went in and did the artist choice, and Natalie did my nails, and she did this amazing, like, it's like a nude with an opalescent kind of seashell finish to it. And then...
Are there pearls?
Opals. And then there's real opal on my nails. And opals, energetically, good for skin, hair, and nails. So
look at that!
Yeah, so it's perfect. And then these like beautiful gold add-ons that's kind of like mermaid Sailor Moon looking. Like my nails are making me very, very happy right now.
And your Instagrams, when you show off all your jewelry, I'm like, damn, that hand is the coolest hand. There could not be a cooler hand.
Thank you, and I'm not going to disagree. I really like my hand. My left hand. My right hand is not tattooed, and so it doesn't get the love that my left hand does.
Yeah.
But between these little tiny delicate tattoos that Louis did, and then the nails, it's
and the jewelry. Are any of those rings yours?
This on this hand, no, I didn't do any of these. This is all very, very personal jewelry, like my engagement ring, wedding band, my Phi Beta Kappa ring, my honor society.
Very
ring.
Cool.
Yep, very proud of my.
I see
my
that
honor
in a
society.
Lot of your pictures.
Yeah, I'm just like I recently reconnected with that. Like I, very, very proud Phi Beta Kappa. It's like a. It's the nation's oldest liberal arts honor society, and I'm proud of it.
Yes.
And they do really great work, and they're promoting excellence in the arts and sciences, so I'm into it.
Very cool.
And this is my mom's family ring, so it's got a stone for each of us in the family.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You know those like little tchotchke magazines that are like, you know, get your grandma a pendant and then it has like a little gemstone of each person in the family.
Yes.
And there's like literally 50 of them hanging off of a little chain. Sort of like a twist on that.
It's a twist on that. Yeah. But like
what's your what gemstone is your wedding ring?
It is an aquamarine.
Ooh, pretty.
Yes. Aquamarine and a bunch of diamonds. But the main stone is an aquamarine, which is my husband's birthstone.
Pretty.
Yeah, he's March baby.
Oh, is he a Pisces?
He is.
Oh, look at these waters. We're all up in the water, baby.
No, I have the Pisces symbol tattooed on my finger. My husband, both my parents, my little brother, and two of my sisters-in-law are all Pisces.
Wow. Pisces fam. My best friend's a Pisces.
Yeah.
And then one of my niece is a Pisces.
Oh.
And then I've dated a lot of Pisces. I like to dip in that water, baby. I like to take a dip. Even though I married a Taurus, so figure that out.
Yeah.
But my other best friend's a Taurus, so I don't know.
Yeah. Taurus is good for water. Nice and grounded.
Oh, excellent. Good to know. Okay, so let's look at those products, baby.
Okay.
What do we got over here?
So I've got, oh my gosh, I've got so
You've
much.
Got a
so
lot of stuff.
Here's what I did to my face before I came
Sounds
here.
Sounds good. This is like your everyday look, you said?
No, this is the picture look.
Okay.
If somebody's going to take my picture.
Yeah.
Because I don't, when somebody else does my makeup, like, I love it. But usually I feel like it doesn't look like me. So this is it if I'm going to do. So I did my under eyes with the YSL.
Yep.
Touche Clot. Sorry, France, whatever.
We need to go to France, yeah.
So did that. Then the Bobbi Brown, it is a, it's like the powder foundation. And so it's really nice. You can
I haven't used any Bobbi Brown, and my best friend uses all Bobbi Brown. I need to get on that train. I mean,
really,
she was a pioneer in the makeup business.
Yeah.
Mixing colors that had never been on lipsticks before.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's really, I love this stuff because it is like, some days I need a little bit more coverage and I can just like pile it on a little bit more.
Build it up.
If I don't, I can just leave it sheer.
Yep.
It's really nice. So that. Then I did this I actually got, quote unquote, free with my points from Sephora.
Oh, so is that the little tart?
The little tart.
Yes. I feel like everyone needs the tart little Amazonian. It's such a beautiful color.
Amazonian clay 12-hour blush. And I didn't know what the color was called before. It's called Party. It has three A's.
Oh, they really want you to draw it out.
Woo. But this is a really nice color I found when I dyed my hair pink.
Yes, right. You had a whole pink palette going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and some of the pinks, I had a lot of other pink blushes were clashing with the hair. So this one is really nice. And I love Tarte. They're cruelty-free and all natural.
Oh, yeah. We love Tarte.
We love it.
We love Tarte on Ash Butte.
Then I've got the Anastasia.
I have the same question.
All right.
Yeah.
This, the eyebrow duo.
Yep. What color do you wear? I wear auburn.
I wear beige. I'm very fair.
Yeah.
And my hair naturally is a little bit ashy, like a dark ashy blonde. So the beige is a good duo for me.
Excellent.
Then I have her brow gel.
Which I have as well. Mm-hmm. Change the game.
Right?
Oh my God. Basically, like, my eyebrows are microbladed, so I grab my real brows with that, and I push the hair into the blading to make it blend. And I was like, it's like gel for your brows. Who would have thought?
Right.
Game changer.
Yeah, ta-da.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You and do the powder, then that on top?
Yes.
That's what I do, too.
I do powder, then that on top.
Yep.
And, but before I do my brow, I do a little highlighter. And right now, I'm using up the last of my Benefit What's Up highlighter.
Somebody,
stick.
My last guest, Darcy Carden, same highlighter.
What?
I'm telling you.
It's really good.
The package is pretty cute.
The package is cute.
Yeah.
It's really good. And, you know, I just do a little swipe on the brow bone.
Yep.
Draw it down over the cheekbone.
Yep.
Call it a day.
Yep.
Then the Benefit, their real mascara. That's my mascara.
Yep.
I have the eye fold. The, like, epicanthic eye fold.
Hooded eye.
Hooded eye. Right.
Yep.
And so it's, mascaras get all over that lid.
Yeah.
That one doesn't.
Excellent.
And it's easy to wash off.
Yep.
And then I do, if I do a little bit, that Tarte blush, I do a little bit on my eyelid as well.
Yep.
Just like warm up the eyes.
I'm all about that too.
Who? Right?
Why can't blush be on your eyelid? Can't eyeshadow be on your damn blush? Who gives
it
a shit?
It looks so good.
I'm all about that pink palette, monochrome pink. I've been doing that for a while now.
I love it.
I do too. Why not?
And then the only other thing I have this Urban Decay palette, whatever, like, but just like something dark, and I just do right the outside corner, just with an angle brush, a little powder, get in there, and then that's it.
And you're ready to hit the road.
Yeah. On my lips, I've just been doing those Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
The little skinny ones.
With the color? Like
with the
tinted ones? Yeah. I just saw on my Instagram that Burt's Bees has a whole line of foundations now. Like, they're, like, coming for the makeup business.
What?
I know. I'm very intrigued.
Very.
I'm very intrigued.
Because that lip stuff is good.
I had the very first episode of Nash Butte, I went off on a very loud tangent about Burt's Bees. Just the irony that Clorox owns Burt's Bees now, and that, like, Clorox is like,
sucks.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm under the thing where if there's a parent company, I still support the indie brand and what they support and stand right. for, because to me, it like you lead by example. So like if you give your money to the little brand, then it shows the big dogs, oh, maybe if we were more like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I still do that, but not everybody agrees with me. You know, everybody tries to out vegan each other, and everybody tries to out, you know.
Yeah.
So everybody do your damn best and wear what you want.
Yeah.
What's this Fenty you have here? I recognize that package.
The Fenty.
Oh, what is this?
It is the Shimmer Stick.
Okay. Oh, what color?
Confetti.
Oh, okay. That's like okay. the kind of, the unicorn-y one.
Very, very unicorn-y.
Yeah.
And on, like, as I said, like, I'm really pale. So on my skin, at certain angles, it's totally invisible.
Yeah. This is a good one for pale people. Poof. Yeah.
And I just want to rub this all over my face and be like, no, this is just what my face is like. It's like shines blue glitter sometimes.
Yeah, why not?
No big deal. And I started just doing it with a highlighter. And now when I go out at night, I do my entire eyelid all the way up to the brow, over everything, bring it on the temple and like whole cheek.
Yes.
Just this whole like a
Bowie moment.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh.
I love this. I love that you play with colors and makeup. It's this weird thing where I've started to be like, I don't know. Am I too, I'm like, oh, teenagers do that. Can I pull it off? It's like, of course we can fucking pull it off. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know why I like just.
But also you're like, that shit is shoved down your throat all the time. I mean, like how many articles do you see just coming up all the time? Like what not to wear after 30?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I hate it.
It's the worst.
Everybody wear what you friggin' want.
Wear what you want. I'm sitting in here dressed like a giant 5-year-old. So.
I love it. I mean, I'm getting such a 90s vibe from you right now. I can hear like Garbage playing.
Yeah.
You know, like we're all sitting in our room. Like we just put the CD on. We're hanging.
Yes.
Our dogs are here.
I mean, basically that's my style has not updated. That's I had to give my like, what's your style profile? And I said, teenage in the 90s, art school edition.
Yep.
Which is my actual life. And my style has not changed since.
Yep. Did you keep all your shit? My mom.
No.
I had the coolest Doc Martens sandals of anybody in my whole middle school. Like, literally, like, everybody started getting them, right? And everybody had, like, just the regular, like, the ones you picture in your head. Everybody had those. I found these ones that were so friggin' cute. And I was the only one in my whole school that had them. I got them at Gadzooks. Shout out to Gadzooks, okay? The town is small, Mesquite, okay, Texas. Nobody had them. And then, like, Doc Martens went out for, like, a few years. And I was like, ew, they're lame. I sell them in the garage sale, Mom. I don't want them. What kind of asshole am I? Why did she let me do that?
I know.
Why didn't anybody say to me, don't throw out your limited 2 baby tees. They'll be back when you're 33. They'll be back. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Just put them in storage.
Yes, put them away in the Tupperware.
Don't listen to Marie Kondo. Just put the shit in storage.
I'm telling you, because we all get terrified of being hoarders. And I'm like, I can't. I'm going to be buried in all my stuff. I got to get rid of it. You got to purge. Fuck purge. Keep your shit. Keep your clothes.
There's so much that I'm just like, I actually had like this beautiful pair of burgundy velvet YSL pants that I got. I worked at a thrift store and I got them at thrift. So I'd be like shopping the racks while I was there. I mean, I got these pants for like $6. They were so gorgeous. Gone.
You threw them out? Or you don't know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know anymore.
Right. I'm telling you.
Who knows?
I was just home in Dallas, and my poor dad, I like made him open up the attic for me. And he's like older, you know, and I was like, I'm trying to find my Pop Disaster Tour t-shirt from like 2001, the Green Day Blink-182 concert. It says Pop Disaster Tour, and it's hot pink, and it's got the Blink-182 bunny on it, and it's got all the tour dates. I was like, I need that shirt. I saw Green Day in LA. And I was like, I want to wear that shirt. And my poor dad, I made him dig and dig. It was 100 degrees in that damn attic. I was digging through all my old t-shirts. I could not find that fucking shirt.
God damn it.
And I'm just like, where did that? I probably gave it away in the garage sale.
Probably.
I was just like, ew, I'm over Blink. I'm over Green Day.
Ugh.
Like, what kind of idiot? I'm just like, everybody listening, tell your teenage kids, don't throw out your clothes. Don't throw out your clothes. Let your kid have them.
Especially if your kid is cool.
I'm telling you.
Keep everything.
I'm telling you. I bought a Nirvana shirt on eBay. And I was like, these used to be $30 at Gadzooks.
Yeah.
I'm just, listen, Obviously, I'm working through. Are there any crystals for like throwing out remorse, like remorse for throwing out t-shirts when you were in middle school? Is there a certain crystal that would help me with that?
Yeah, actually, you could probably use some rhodochrosite for some self-love, self-forgiveness.
I need that.
Compassion for yourself.
I need that.
Yep.
I'm going to make a dildo out of it.
Totally. Oh, I would bet any amount of money that Shock Rubs has a rhodochrosite one. It's the stone of self-love. Like,
oh,
they have
I mean, if
to
they
be.
Don't, then right. They're missing a big opportunity.
They're missing out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that's so funny. Listen, we've been here an hour. I think we got to wrap it up.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe how quickly the time went by?
Can I say one more thing?
Of course, please.
I totally forgot.
Yes, please.
Okay, with the nail stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so the thing that people say to me all the time is, but if you only go once a month, aren't your cuticles all ripped up?
Oh, yeah.
And here's what I do.
Yeah.
And this is my one. I got a lot of bougie shit from Sephora over here. This is a drugstore product.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
It's the Sally Hansen Vitamin E Nail and Cuticle Oil. And I go and I lay down in bed. I have it sitting on my nightstand. I lay down in bed and I just doop, doop, doop. I put it on every nail every night. And my cuticles look like I just stepped out of the salon.
Oh, yes,
every day.
I feel like that's such an easy thing that we don't think to do.
Yep.
You got to care for that cutie, baby.
And it makes your hands, and it's also, you know, it's like your hands show your age a lot sooner. It like makes your hands just look finished and young, and it makes your manicure look like you just got it.
That is such a good tip. If you're going to spend all the money to make your nails look good, I mean, you make those cuties look good, too.
Yes.
I feel like cuticle cuties, there's something there.
Yeah.
I'm going to meditate on that.
Do it.
I feel like there's like an Instagram account or...
And then buy the URL immediately.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to buy it before this even comes out. Nobody steal it, okay? Nobody steal my cutie cuties. We're the cutie cuties. Well, I'll talk to Natalie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you.
And,
you know, your website, your business, everything. Everybody out there is going to want to have their tarot read, baby. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Get at me. You can find me on the World Wide Web at MelindaLeeHolm.com. MelindaLeeHolm. My Insta. At Melinda Lee Holm.
Excellent.
I'm mostly there. I have a Facebook page too. You know what? Help me out. Follow me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's get that bumping like my Instagram is.
Yeah.
That is also on Facebook, just at Melinda Lee Holm.
I love that everything is uniform.
Yeah, it's all uniform.
So helpful.
And I do readings remotely. We can get on the Skype anywhere you are in the world. We can.
Maybe you're
reading,
in Paris putting on your Yves Saint Laurent. You want to say, ooh, I want to talk to Melinda.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got a shop on my and on my website. That's where you find all the DIY moon rituals. You can find the column that I write every month for the Numinous. Anything else that I have going on, I'll put up there. Find a shop with all my jewels you can buy, and I'll ship them to you anywhere in the world.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Melinda, for being here. I've learned a lot. I'm going to get me some cuticle oil.
Yes!
I'm excited.
Oh, thank you
for sharing everything with us.
Yeah, this was such a pleasure.
Oh, please. You'll have to come back.
Absolutely.
Once Cutie Cuties is up and running, you'll have to come back and tell us all about it. Awesome. Well, everybody, this concludes this episode of Natribute. Don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.